If all of eternity, hopefully a good, joyful, loving eternity, depends on being faithful to one relationship, wouldn't you want to be zealous for that relationship? Jesus is zealous for his heavenly Father. And we need to be zealous for Christ. Christian zeal is not about being fanatical or unreasonable. If you pay attention to what Jesus does in the gospel here, it can maybe appear like, oh man, he's really gone off the edge, or he's really angry. Never says once that he's angry. And he was completely reasonable. I remember watching a movie about Christ when I was a kid, and seeing him turning over these tables and driving the animals out, and the next week at Catholic grade school asking the priest, so if Jesus would have turned those tables over and one fell on somebody, would that have been a sin? But he's not. He's being very reasonable. He's being very ordered. Zeal means having my priorities rightly ordered, and my energies to accomplish those priorities rightly ordered. The zeal of Jesus today is directed against all the things that get in the way of my relationship with the Father. That's his priority. Jesus, the Son of the Father, is present, and it's no longer appropriate to offer animal sacrifices or exchange money for the buying and selling of animals for sacrifice, or to let any kind of marketplace get in the way of our zeal for our Father's house. The animal sacrifices all pointed to Jesus, and now Jesus is present, so the animals are no longer needed. They had become a distraction and needed to be removed. What's a distraction in your joining the sacrifice of Christ and worshiping the Father? What holds you back from zealously entering into worship at Mass, responding to the prayers, singing the hymns, lifting up your heart to the Lord in sincere prayer, and placing your heart and yourself and all that you love on the altar to be united with the sacrifice of Christ? What holds you back? What gets in your way? What distractions have priority for you over your worship and relationship with Christ? In the gospel, the chief priests demand a sign from Jesus to justify his cleansing the temple. That's what St. Paul talked about in that second reading. Jews demand signs. And the chief priests did just that to Jesus. And Jesus replies, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." What's interesting here is that Jesus is not saying, "I will destroy this temple, but you all, the chief priests, will destroy this temple." And he's referring to the temple of his own body. He says, "You destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up." The chief priests obeyed the command of Jesus to destroy the temple of his body. And Jesus did indeed raise it up after 3 days. The disciples apply to him a quote from Psalm 69, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Jesus had just explained that his house refers to his body. So we could paraphrase that quote from Psalm 69, to say, "Zeal for my incarnate body will consume me on the cross." That's where Jesus' body was consumed. But also, the body of Jesus isn't just his earthly flesh, but now refers to his body, the church, to you and me. Earlier, Jesus had thundered, "Stop turning my Father's house into a marketplace." He changes the name of the place of worship from the temple to my Father's house. He also changes the reference from the temple building in Jerusalem to his own body, which is now the true house of the Father. Which also means that you and I, as the body of Christ, are also the true house of his Father. It also means that Christ is zealous for you and me. He's zealous for us to be uncompromising in cleansing the house of our body from all that is no longer relevant to true worship, from all that holds us back, from all that gets in the way, from all that clouds us and distracts us. The first reading from Exodus gives us the Ten Commandments, the third of which is to keep holy the Lord's Day. What gets in your way of truly making the Lord's Day set apart? Dedicated to worship and rest, to family time and to prayer, to growing in virtue. What in your life and in your home are distractions from your relationship with the Lord? Jesus is zealous for you to be the house of his Father. When we see Jesus in action today, making a whip of cords, overturning tables, spilling coins, driving animals and people out, we get the definite impression that he's very serious about what he's doing. I think he means that we should be too. Like I said, it doesn't say that he was angry. He was zealous. He was eager to set his Father's house right, to set you and me right. Set him loose in the temple of your house, the house of the Father. Let him overturn and drive out what's no longer needed in you. The gospel ends with many people beginning to believe in him because of the signs that he was doing. The many miracles and the healings that Jesus worked were signs pointing to his divine reality and his desire that we believe in him and that we might find joy in him. John's gospel never just calls them miracles. Miracles are things that just kind of, whoa, that's really cool. Just out there to impress. John always calls them signs because the miracle is not the goal. That's not the point. It's a sign pointing to the deeper, the bigger reality, the more important reality. Jesus wasn't just a wonder worker trying to impress us. He's the divine Savior trying to point us to himself as the one who can cleanse us and make us truly in relationship with him and make us into the house of the Father. Unfortunately, many people believe, then and now, believe in Jesus only superficially because they're impressed with wonders or because they're afraid of his power. But his signs are meant to draw us into a real relationship that he most desires, that he is zealous for. Believe in him because of who he is and because of the redemptive relationship that he brings to you, the cleansing power that he brings to you. So the homework for the week, very simply, ask Jesus to cleanse your temple and to transform it into an authentic house of prayer where the Heavenly Father dwells.